Andy, good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. The Albert Lea American Legion baseball team, their game was postponed last night because of weather. They're back in action tonight. They're going to host Rochester Mayo at Hike Field. First pitch is at 6:30. Chris Middleton scored 40 points, including 10 straight for the Milwaukee Bucks down the stretch to send them past the Phoenix Suns last night, 109-103 in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Middleton's hot hand and a big block from Giannis Antetokounmpo gave the Bucks their second straight victory in the first close game of the series. Giannis had 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. His streak of two straight 40-point games ended, but the only number that matters for the Bucks is on the series scoreboard. Devin Booker had 42 points for Phoenix in the loss. NBA Finals tied at 2 games apiece. Phoenix will host Game 5 on Saturday. WNBA All-Star Team, they beat the U.S. Olympic team last night 93-85 in the league's All-Star Game. Trevor Bauer's administrative leave has been extended by nearly 2 weeks through July 27th by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. The sports investigators continue to check into allegations of sexual misconduct against the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher. Now, Bauer was placed on 7 days paid leave on July 2nd under the Joint Domestic Violence, Sexual Assault, and Child Abuse Policy adopted by MLB and the Players Union back in 2015. The first extension had been through July 15th. Police in Pasadena, California, and MLB are investigating the allegations made against Bauer by a Southern California woman. She says the pitcher choked her to the point where she lost consciousness and punched her during 2 sexual encounters earlier this year. The woman obtained a protection order against Bauer last month under the Domestic Violence Prevention Act. The Angels have signed veteran outfielder Adam Eaton after he was released by the White Sox. Now, Eaton batted .201 with 5 homers and 28 RBIs in 58 games during his return season with Chicago. He is a career .278 hitter with 65 homers and 317 RBIs across a decade with Arizona, Washington, and 2 stints with the White Sox. NFL defensive back Richard Sherman was arrested Wednesday and booked into the King County Jail in Seattle. Now, authorities said Sherman crashed his SUV in a suburban Seattle construction zone, tried to break into his in-laws' home, and fought with officers who used a police dog to apprehend him. He was booked on suspicion of resisting arrest, malicious mischief, and residential burglary. Sherman did not enter the home, strike, or try to strike any family members or significant other, according to authorities. Sherman played 7 seasons with the Seahawks, 3 at the 49ers, and is now a free agent. The NFL says it investigates any incident involving law enforcement. Athletes of the Tokyo Olympics will put their medals around their own necks to protect against spreading the coronavirus. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says it's a very significant change to traditional medal ceremonies. Medals will be placed on a tray by a person wearing disinfected gloves and presented to the athletes, who will take them from the tray and place them around their necks. A person with knowledge of the situation says U.S. Olympic guard Bradley Beal has entered the health and safety protocols related to the coronavirus, which raises the possibility that he might miss the Tokyo Games. Beal will be tested multiple times in the coming days, according to the person who spoke Wednesday to the AP. Tokyo has reported its highest number of new COVID-19 cases in almost 6 months, climbing to 1,149. IOC President Thomas Bach and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga both pledged that the Tokyo Olympics opening in just over a week would be safe and secure. That declaration came despite the Games opening with Tokyo under a national government-imposed state of emergency. Peyton Manning isn't ruling out a possible role with the Denver Broncos, given the franchise's uncertain ownership situation. Now, Manning was asked about that possibility on Wednesday during a Zoom call ahead of his Hall of Fame induction. Manning said he's watching the ownership issue with interest. Now, earlier this week, a judge dismissed a lawsuit by 2 of late owner Pat Bowlen's children, challenging the trust that runs the team. The trustees will either select one of Bowlen's children to run the team or will put the team up for sale. Again, the Twins are back in action tomorrow. They'll start a 4-game series in Detroit. We'll have 2 games for you. A couple of 7-inning games, a doubleheader tomorrow right here on KATE. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Warm.